understand? It's the middle of Shaq summer. It's officially Shaq summer. DW, Conspiracy Shaq summer, starts now. And I'm your host of DW Conspiracy Shaq, co-host Wilbur.
And I'm Daniel.
Welcome to DW Conspiracy Shaq, and welcome to Shaq summer, where you embrace the Shaq. It's the summer to embrace the Shaq. So turn that fan back on, please. Let's turn this fan on for Shaq summer. Come on, it's humid in here. It's hot. It's instantly stuffy in the Shaq. You don't have a window open. Just rained. We can turn the Shaq on. This is the Shaq fan on, please. No? Come on, Daniel.
Just keep talking.
Well, I just... Will you? Is there any chance it's going to go back on? Yes or no? Is there a chance?
Go ahead.
Yes. All right. Cool. I'm turning it on.
Okay.
If I get one to the gonads while I'm up here. Scared me. All right. The fan's on. All right. Shaq summer officially starts. Engines revved up. Shaq's about to take off.
I just wanted to make sure everybody knows it's your fault for the bad audio.
There's no bad audio, and if you can hear the fan in the background, perhaps I should turn it down, maybe from the highest.
No,
setting.
That is, I think that's the lowest.
No way, it's shaking. It
makes sound when you turn it up. I'm not joking.
No, that's the highest setting
just
for sure.
Leave it be.
Okay, it's on the highest
it's
setting.
It's your fault, so that's I'm right. just saying it's that's already right. your hole you've dug.
Mike's heading down towards my face, not towards the fan. So Shaq summer starts about to take off. And you know where we're taking off today?
To land on the moon.
To land on the what?
The moon.
The moon. What about the moon?
We're doing the moon landing. You knew this.
All right. I know this. I know this. And that's what I was lifting off for. Setting you up so you can knock her home. And you did. And we're okay, moon landing. The moon landing.
Yeah.
Was.
I thought you did some research created. For this, like you were asked to.
Do you think the moon landing was real?
Yes.
I don't.
Do we want to do that at the top, or do we want to wait?
Well, I think that's kind of everyone. I think everyone already knows. I think it's fair to say everyone already knows. Or we're probably already going to stand on this. I think we've slipped out a little bit throughout the.
So I have like.
Episodes.
Sure. Yeah. I think we may have faked the first time.
Okay.
But I do think we've been to the moon.
So you think we faked with Neil Armstrong and...
Yeah, at least like the first time because they were so dramatic to beat the Russians.
Right.
That they would lie to do that.
What year did we go, do you know? Right off the top of your noggin?
Yeah, No, I don't.
We went to the moon...
I was like,
on 1969.
Was it?
1970, but the year. Wait, sooner.
We went in 1969?
Yeah. Okay. We went to the moon on 1969. Not 1968, but the year later. We didn't go to Mercury or Mars.
I don't know this song.
We didn't go way up to the stars. We went to the moon. On 1969, that's all I know.
We could argue what the moon is, but that's right. different. That's a different...
That was from Even Stevens. Remember that show?
No.
You don't remember Even Stevens on the Disney Channel?
Kinda, not really.
It had Shia LaBeouf.
I do remember.
When he was still, like, cool.
I remember the only episode I think I ever... No, that wasn't Even Stevens.
Was it when he had the frozen turkey in the basement?
No, it was the stolen computers.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't think it was Even Steven.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was like an early, like, Disney show where his friend was, like, his family was, like, kind of bad. And they wanted to help him, like, move stolen computers. And it was, like, a big moral dilemma.
I like how you're digging in for this deep childhood memory, probably.
It's like, it's
just in there somewhere. Yeah. And I know you remember it, but.
No, that's it. That's the only scene I remember because he was so upset.
Was it the computer who wore tennis shoes?
It was his dad. He didn't really like have a good relationship with. Asked him to do something with him, and he thought he wanted to hang out.
Ah, but he was really committing a devious act.
Yeah,
of
a craft.
Yes. Wow.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. Welcome back to Shaq Summer.
Just do the whole intro again. This show's so stupid.
No, it's not. This is where the truth comes out. So it's moon landing. Moon landing.
Yeah, so I don't know. I could see us faking the first time or the first couple times. I do think we've been there. And
how many times have we allegedly been there?
I have no idea.
I thought it was just the once.
I do extremely limited research for these episodes because you're supposed to.
Well, you know, all the answers and information are in the ether.
Yeah.
It's there for everyone to research and grab. You know, it's not our job to fill your minds with ideas and thoughts.
So
our job is to provoke truth.
I have pieces of evidence for and against the moon landing.
Okay.
Or moon landings. Because some of them kind of bleed into that kind of territory. Maybe not the first moon landing, but being to the moon.
Okay.
Some
fair enough.
Kind of bleed into both of those. Like,
so maybe let's just call this one the intro to the moon landing, fact or fiction. I don't know, something like that. Like, this is just going to be intro because I could see a lot of
too much caffeine today.
I don't know what was in that coffee this morning, but
oh, I put some of the mushroom coffee in it.
My hands were shaking.
The one I got spacey on, you remember that?
Yeah, my hands were shaking. I was driving.
I mixed the Mothman blend with that.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
So you got caffeine
on an empty stomach.
Chaga. Oh, it's probably the chaga.
And it's like been summer. I've been sweating a lot and I'm probably like 130 pounds right now. Empty stomach, chugged a whole Stanley full of coffee. My hands were shaking on the way back. I had to stop and look at them.
All right.
All right. So
I have seven for you, four.
Yes.
And I have a group against, and we'll talk about the against here in a little bit.
Okay.
And you can say whatever you want about these because I know you will. So number one I have is we have a piece of the moon here to study. Multiple
pieces.
My fly
was still undone from the bathroom. Yeah. Sorry.
We have pieces of the moon here to study. Perhaps the most critical piece of evidence tells us that humans have been to the moon and back is the fact that they brought back moon samples.
Mm-hmm.
This is very clear, unlikely to find on our own planet. Through six different Apollo missions, NASA astronauts brought back around 842 pounds of moon rocks for scientists to study. The oldest, which is around 4.5 billion years. And the youngest is about 2 million years. The funny thing is it's about 200 million years older than the Earth's oldest rocks that are still on the surface.
Okay.
Like, that you can find that haven't been remelted back in.
How do they know, like, how can they age a stone?
So there's carbon dating.
Right.
And remember, we talked about carbon dating on the show before, that older is more accurate than younger.
Okay.
With carbon dating. I don't trust carbon dating with young stuff. And by young, I mean under a couple million years old.
Okay.
The way carbon dating works, it loses accuracy the younger things get. Older does, because
the range is bigger.
Yeah. Because it doesn't matter when you're talking about 4.5 billion years.
I think that might have been me creaking the table. Sorry.
It's 4.5 billion years. It doesn't really matter when you're talking about a couple hundred million years either way.
Right.
It's negligible, mm-hmm. You know, when you get that old. But yeah, it's carbon dating, crystallization. There's several major factors you can look at for that. It's really isotopes, half-lives, another one you look at.
But I don't understand how those exist in just stones or rocks.
So all isotopes just exist, right?
Yeah, I guess so on the carbon dating side of it. Because
carbon just exists. Yeah. It's half-life, the half-life of carbon.
Okay.
So you can tell by how decomposed it is. And we're not talking about decomposition of organic matter. It's different.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
It's decomposition, just not like organic matter decomposes. It's different. It's a different process.
Isn't it some isotope of a...
Yeah, it takes
carbon
this time for half of it to dissipate and
correct.
Vice versa. And so you can figure it out by how many halves it's gone through, essentially.
Right. It's degraded.
Yeah. That's a very... I don't understand it fully, obviously. I'm not a geologist, but that's a very basic understanding of how it's been explained to me.
Right.
But yeah, so we have pieces of the moon to study, like 842 pounds... Analysis and experiments definitely show that these aren't geological materials that you can easily find on Earth. They are almost completely void of violets, which are chemical elements and compounds with low boiling points found on terrestrial crust and atmospheric stuff like nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and water, as well as hydrated materials. These rocks simply do not exist on modern-day Earth. It's just showing that the surface of the moon is very, very similar to an extremely primitive young planet.
Okay.
Which we've talked about the moon before on this show, with maybe some ways it's formed.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the thoughts was it's spit up from two planets colliding, mm-hmm. making the Earth, and the moon's the excess material.
Right.
Which would make sense because that happened, if it did happen, that happened an extremely long period ago when that type of rock would have been common on Earth's surface.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the first one. Moon rocks.
So these rocks they got, so can they exist on Earth or can they be created here on Earth?
So I know it's a lot of big words. These geological materials really can't exist on Earth. That's why they're in vacuum sealed stuff, like when they bring them back. They can't touch the Earth's atmosphere because they'll immediately start undergoing chemical reactions.
Okay.
And they'll become more like Earth rocks very fast.
So, okay.
So no,
what's that mean then? Well, like, what would happen? I guess
they change into the materials inside the rock fundamentally change.
That's weird.
Upon like nitrogen and hydrogen materials and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So once it meets those chemical compounds,
right, they change.
It changes very fast.
Start. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know they were in like wrapped up, like vacuum sealed. I thought like
there's containers they in are like they're whatever you call it, like negative pressure containers and stuff. Right. There's no atmosphere in them.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there you go.
Interesting.
Next one.
They could have been just made, though.
Sure. I can't believe you didn't dive in harder on that.
I didn't know if it was time for that.
Yeah, you go ahead. I don't care.
Well, yeah, I just think, sure, here's a rock we dug up from the Mariana Trench. Really hard to find on Earth's surface, but it's called a moon. Call this on the moon rock. They ain't going to find this in their backyard ever. They can't compare it.
They're just lava stones they painted white.
Yeah.
From like
Home
Depot.
Ever let them touch them. Okay, how do we do that? They can't ever come out of this magic container, ever. If they do, they'll change forever on the turn in the normal Earth rocks that you can find here. By what properties? By all these gases, instantly. I don't know, that's just easy. Easy.
Okay.
Next! I don't know. It does seem like a story that could be tested. But we're not allowed to test it.
Well, yeah, it really falls on who you want to say is credible and who you want to say isn't, kind of deal. Because they have, like, there's a limited amount of these rocks, obviously.
Right.
If it's true. If you want to believe it's, mm-hmm. you know, 842 pounds. So it's a very limited number.
Right, there's people that weigh more than that.
Yes, there are.
I know, I've seen it on TV.
Yes, there are.
They put it on there.
Addicted to drugs.
Like,
the one from the show My 600 Pound Life, even though a lot of them are over 600 pounds.
Yeah, I know. It's so.
Steven was his name.
Oh, I don't know. He's sad that, like.
He's the one that got with Dr. No, like, super addicted to drugs, and he got banned from all hospitals in Texas.
Like, pharmaceutical drugs from being. Oh.
Well, pain pills. He got addicted to pain pills.
Gosh,
and he was abusing the system. And they talked about him being that size is because he was addicted to pain pills, he was using it as a measure. Because he was already big.
Yeah.
But he blew up to use it to get more pain pills. Because his body is literally failing.
Oh. Anyways. Well, that's one way. I mean, there's always loopholes in the system, I guess.
He will become the next moon. Okay. It was recorded on Steven.
Okay.
I had to tie it back in somehow.
I know. That was good. I was impressed.
I think Steven actually weighed on one of his weigh-ins, 842 pounds.
What makes
I don't think he ever quite hit 900.
Moon rocks. Yeah.
But he got close.
Weren't there people that were over 1,000?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
I think they were happening.
The one guy that passed away and they had to cut the hole in the wall and forklift him out. I don't know
how you just don't stagmate him.
Well, that's pretty brutal. He's still a human being.
I know, but he's also a human being the size of a Mack truck.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't know.
Doorways are still doorways. Anyways, you can see the landing site for yourself. It's one me and you have talked about a lot. Even today, you can still spot the landing site from the Apollo missions on the surface of the moon. Images collected in this, you won't like this one, NASA's Lunar Reconstitution Orbit and published in 2011 sharply illustrates the touchdown points. But you can go to powerful telescopes locally.
And look.
ONU here in town has the one, the observatory, where they have hours. You can come out and use the stuff.
Oh, wow.
Pinckney, Professor Pinckney.
Like you schedule a time.
No, he today, let's say Wednesday, July 5th, he's like, I'm going to leave it 4 hours in the evening. I'll move the telescope for you, program it or whatever, so it'll turn, because it's a huge one. You don't turn it.
Oh.
It's a computer that you tell it to go left, right, because it's, he said one, not his, isn't following, but one fell and killed four people. We're talking like
an old telescope.
No, it's new. It's a really nice telescope, but it's like 4 tons.
Yeah.
So if you like try to manually turn them, there's a chance that they fall.
Oh, that's not good.
Because they unscrew. Because people, it's like with heavy machinery. If you go too far, if somebody's not paying attention, they'll unscrew. Anyways. So you can go to like one of those is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
When they have public hours or whatever like that. And you can look at that stuff. So on this list coming up is the reflective, which we'll talk about next, is one I've seen personally.
Right.
And that was in Bowling Green.
I'll educate you on what really.
So yeah, you can go see, you can see like the moon landing sites and all this stuff. Cause they left a bunch of garbage up there. Cause they took almost none of it back. Yeah. Immediately. It was first thing we get out. We're like, leave the Land Rover up here. I mean,
which is garbage. If you ever like looked at it, it looks like it's stitched together out of trash bags. And
because it had to be, if you want to believe everything,
right?
Yeah. It had to be for weight. Like the weight restrictions were so crazy,
right? But you know, it could have looked a little bit like just a little bit with however billion dollar project this was. Just some normal looking anything.
To some of us, looks aren't important. Like scientists.
Zip tied everything together and duct taped it, and
I had a piece of equipment that cost around $25,000.
Okay,
that had zip ties and super glue.
Yeah, but that
piece and of equipment a probably plexiglass chunk that we made in the field that we left on it.
But was that a brand new equipment?
It was. Piece?
It was, but when you were using it at the time,
we made it not brand new.
Right, exactly. So, but this is not. This is a brand new trip to the moon. You'd think the equipment would be somewhat still. They've never driven it on the moon before.
It looked good.
Come on.
I just think you're a little too stringent on things. Well, but what do you think about the moon's landing site? You can still see it.
I mean, anyone can project anything on that projection in the sky, anything they want. So if you look close enough, they can hide all sorts of stuff up there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
I'm just presenting stuff, and you can.
I've never seen it. I guess even if I seen a photo on the internet, how do you know you can believe it? They didn't just.
I get the photos.
Photoshop it in there.
I get the photos, but I'm just saying you go to the place and look. Just buy a really nice telescope. You can figure it out for yourself.
I wonder how nice it has to be. It might. They might tell you that. Then like you look at it, really nice is actually like one like at on you like $500,000. Like
I don't think you need. I don't think you need. I don't think anyone that nice. I had a Walmart one that Grandpa got us.
Yeah.
When they redid the street, we were all. We all stood out in the street because it was like felt nice.
Yeah.
Because it was like really flat. And we seen Jupiter with it, like really clear.
Yeah, I saw Jupiter. We did that with a teacher.
Yeah, we looked at the moon too. I didn't know like where to look and stuff, but it looked like you could see really close up.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know where to look and stuff like that. I was probably 12.
You can even see it on some really nice like cameras. You can zoom in really close.
New iPhones. Buddy's got
iPhones?
One. Yeah, showed me because they have like a crazy good camera.
Mm-hmm.
You could zoom in and see. I don't think you could zoom in enough to see like what we're talking about.
Right.
But you could zoom in and see like all the like really impact, like the craters and stuff like that really tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, don't you say that you can shine a laser at the reflector and it shines back? Is that true or no?
Yes.
So what if it's just bouncing off the dome?
The dome.
It's just bouncing back off the dome. You know, you ever looked in a mirror and you shined a laser beam like at the mirror and, you know, seen where it went on the room? Mm-hmm. And you can kind of look in the mirror and point it at that point in the room behind you and hit it. But then if you point the laser beam kind of at itself, it goes right in your eyes. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, like, if maybe just that point in the sky, if you shine a laser at it, it's just that point, like, on the mirror that points it right back in your eyes, right back at the laser. Simple.
Hmm.
Or what if they just got a satellite up there that follows the moon with a reflector on it, so you hit it, the one you can't see with your naked eye, but once you shine a laser at it, it just shoots the reflector right back.
See, that, personally, seems like a lot more work than just going to the moon.
Than holding a balloon up there?
You said satellite.
Satellites are held up by balloons.
Okay. But then, so all these multiple people across the planet, it just happens to be in the exact right spot?
Reflectors work that way. I'm sure they're all like different spots because,
No, there's multiple of them.
See?
Is that what you just said?
Multiple what?
Of the reflectors?
No. Multiple people shining lasers from different spots.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, but if it's lower than the moon, you wouldn't be able to see it even on a flat plane if you want to believe the Earth's flat.
What do you mean you wouldn't be able to see it?
Because you're shining the laser straight up, looking at the moon.
Right.
So not over there where the reflector is.
Well, no, it's just really up, really high. What if the moon's closer than we think?
Okay.
And then it's just up there with it. So you can shine your laser. They might all be different points on the moon, but you don't know because you're at different places in the world to even compare notes.
Regolith is my next one.
Regolith?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Another. It's the actual term for lunar dust.
Okay, regolith.
Regolith.
Never heard of that.
So regolith, lunar dust. So one of the big things is they talk about is like when the lunar shuttles down,
mm-hmm.
they're taking pictures and all that. Like the shadows are weird, and it looks like the capsule's illuminated.
Yeah.
And it's because, and this is a phenomenon we all experience, regolith lunar dust is highly reflective.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what was casting all the crazy shadows and stuff mm-hmm. like that, is because, and we, like, when you look at the night sky, when you see the moon reflecting back, that's actually the sun's light
right.
hitting it and reflecting back at right. us. So the actual material, and it's a mix of like a bunch of silicas and stuff like that, likes to reflect light. It has a lot of compounds that make it really good at reflecting light.
Like comparing it like to reflectors on like vests, like safety vests when a car yeah. light hits them, it lights it up super
yeah.
bright.
Yeah. So that's just one thing that they're saying, you know, it explains some of the wacky shadows and stuff like that. Yes, if there was only one source of true light,
mm-hmm.
you know, the shadows sometimes don't make sense. But when the whole surface you're on
mm-hmm.
is also reflective,
mm-hmm.
it can kind of get weird mm-hmm. with light bouncing.
Well, I'd say that's a convenient way to explain away those anomalies, we'll call them, with some of the photographs where there are like shadow points that don't add up.
I'm just saying, you have a lot of convenient ways of explaining away things for your benefit as well.
And some of them are not as ridiculous as that.
I don't think that one's too ridiculous.
Come on.
What do you
Regolith?
Mean? It's just lunar dust. It's just the name for it.
They make up a new fancy word for it.
They make up new fancy words for everything.
I know, and that's why most of those things are fake.
Otolith.
No. There's another fake word?
No, that's a word I know that you don't know.
Okay.
Otolith.
I thought that was next on the list.
Yeah.
There's regolith, and now there's otolith. What's otolith?
Huh?
What is otolith?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why not?
You don't deserve to know.
The people on the listeners of the shack deserve to know.
They already know because they pay attention.
To otolith?
Mm-hmm.
To pay attention to what?
Otoliths.
Oh, yeah.
What's an otolith? You know what an otolith is.
What is it? Tell me if I already know.
You already know. So test you should have paid attention.
Test me.
Hmm?
See if I know. And then tell me, and then I'll be like...
What's an otolith?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, you got to test
it. I tested you.
See, no, you would say the right thing and the wrong thing, and I'd say yes or no.
Okay.
See, I know you're already going to say the wrong thing.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay, numbers next.
Number next. The stars are still around. Another argument in favor of a fake moon landing is that there are no stars depicted in the photo of the event.
Wait, an argument of the fake moon landing?
Yeah, so an argument for, like, people say that
it's fake.
Look in a lot of the pictures,
so we're switching
stars
the,
are missing.
We're switching.
Well, I'm getting back to.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
It was one thing that people say.
Yeah.
If the moon has no atmosphere, we should be able to see the entire sky lit up in the distant stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this ignores some basic technology constraints behind photographing on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
In such that the dark background with objects are brightly lit by the sun while you're on Earth, the apertures on the camera need to be kept in small in order for the photographers on the landing and the atmospheres to clearly see sharp images on the moon. The problem with the moon is the same thing we talked about a minute ago, is it's reflective.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's not dealing with an atmosphere to shoot through,
mm-hmm.
or much of an atmosphere, the moon technically does have an atmosphere, it's just much lower.
Mm-hmm.
That it's the cameras are having to deal with so much reflected light
that it blocks
that it's still blocking out
right.
the starlight.
Which yeah. I get that. I see that with
I mean, you could say that like anyway.
Pictures
like, yeah, it's like it's like light pollution here.
Right.
Well, you can't really take pictures of stars in the city, but you go out in the country,
then
there's no light
them.
Pollution. But if the whole ground was luminous,
right.
it gets a little harder.
That makes sense.
Okay.
We'll let that one slide a little bit. Just a little bit.
Lunar rover have seen what astronauts have seen. The same landscapes and scenes captured by the astronauts have also been captured in recent years by the robotic orbiters and rovers we've sent up in the lunar surface. I've never even looked into this Japanese one. Have you seen the Japanese rover?
I don't think so.
It's got really cool pictures. Okay. Nobody talks about it. It's, I don't know, because Japan just kind of does their own thing.
Okay.
I mean, after they got, you know, it happens.
Huh?
It's Selena. It's a woman's name. Selena is what they named the rover.
C-E-L?
S.
Oh, S?
But it's...
S-E-L? Selena?
S-E-L-E-N-E-L.
Oh, E-N-E-L. Selenal. Selenal. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. Francis have been able to snap some interesting images, including some of the old landing sites and stuff like that. A couple of the hills in the background have been compared to the earlier Apollo 15 missions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're... At least if you want to say they're all fake, they're at least doing, remembering what the scenery looked like.
Right. Oh, it's almost like, remember to set up the same photos we had before.
Have you ever seen the map of the landing sites?
No.
Some of them are pretty far away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all around, I believe it's the Sea of Tranquility.
Yes.
But they're not in it. They're all around right.
They're around the edge of it. Correct.
Yeah.
Because if they landed in it, wouldn't they have trouble getting out or something?
Yes. Because it's like a sump. For all that lunar, like it gets the lunar dust gets much deeper.
Oh, okay.
So they don't think they could pull back out of it.
That's what they were saying, yeah.
I mean, it makes sense to be like landing in volcanic ash.
Oh, no, here. I get it. I just don't believe we ever went there.
Another one, the flag wasn't moving. Perhaps one of the most talked about pieces of evidence that suggests the moon landing was faked is allegedly the movement of the flag.
Right.
Footage from the U.S. flag was moving after it was planted. They've always been cited as evidence that they were blowing through the cloth. Wind was blowing through the cloth. But wind doesn't exist on the moon. In truth, the flag was not flapping. Its disturbance was from it being planted. Its disturbances were causing ripples in the movements of the cloth. There's no denying that. It's not fluttering in the wind.
So I know they did this on Mythbusters.
Yes.
They put it in a vacuum chamber, and it does move with the stick, like when you twist it back and forth.
Yeah. Which would make sense. I mean, anything
move is going to move.
It has gravity. It's a planetoid. It's not a planet, but it has gravity. It's huge.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's still an object in time and space.
And it does have an atmosphere. I don't know why people...
It's very, very faint. It's just
very limited.
Yeah.
But there is one, because it has mass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, any big planetoid,
mm-hmm.
it's going to hold some kind of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Just not much.
It does just look weird on the video that you've seen.
Sure.
It just looks weird, so... There's not much more to say to that. Like, okay, so if it is real, like, okay.
Right, yeah, you could say either way.
Yeah. But I could see it being fake, too. Like, it can look fake. They could have just put it on the string on the top and just been indoors where there's no wind and moved it just as you would before.
I mean, we all know NASA did no help to itself with the fake photos.
Absolutely. Should we just cover that now?
No. I have one more for,
okay.
And then we can do that in the interlude.
Okay.
The big one is the reflectors are still up there. And that's one we've already talked about, is that there's
right.
a giant reflector relay, which I think was set up on the last or second to last mission on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge reflector array. If you go to some of the colleges, have a lot of times a powerful enough laser,
because mm-hmm.
you have to schedule when you can fire the laser, because if you hit a plane with it, they'll crash.
Oh, okay. They'll make sure it doesn't interfere with the satellite.
With air traffic.
I know.
But yeah, because Bowling Green used to do it a lot.
I've been to their observatory, or the what's it called? What's the big dome called?
A planetarium.
Planetarium, man.
They have a really cool observatory, too. Well, you know, SETI was based.
Around the planetarium?
Yeah, in Bowling Green. The WOW signal, SETI.
Oh, yes, sorry.
For extraterrestrial intelligent correct, life.
Yep.
Was in Bowling Green, right next to it.
Ain't that nuts?
Yeah.
So they had origin story.
They had some pretty intense equipment there.
Yes.
I know they still do summer things for the public.
Hmm. We should do a DW trip.
We could do it.
That'd be fun.
We could do it. But yeah, I'm assuming they restarted it back since COVID. I know COVID killed a lot of those things because everybody's standing in a little room. The government doesn't like that.
Oh, understood.
So they made
6 feet.
Yeah.
This,
I didn't say it was right. I'm just saying that
that
killed a lot of that stuff.
You know, wouldn't it just be ridiculous if someone in this town came into a local business and then walked in and looked around like wide-eyed at everyone in there enjoying life, having a normal, good, fun time.
That happened.
And then, then he peers around suspiciously, and while he's picking up his food he ordered, and still takes his food home and eats, proceeds to eat it because, you know, that's fine. But, and then going on a rant on Facebook to rail against said business of a local town, you know, run by local people.
Deals with balls.
That deals with balls. And that man says, this place should be shut down because they do not have any indicators on the floor that indicate 6 feet distance anywhere. They observe there is no signage of any warnings of this at all whatsoever. They were sitting next to each other, touching arms with not the recommended 6 foot distance.
How dare you live?
How dare they conduct business? They should be shut down.
It was
they
the only business open.
They should be reported. And this was a year after everything had happened.
You remember, yeah, because I told you the story because you didn't know what happened. That same local business, the health inspector got threatened outside of it. Me and you have talked about this.
I didn't know.
Did you know?
No.
Yeah, so you didn't know.
I know, but when did this happen?
Like,
recently?
No, like when it was COVID.
Yeah.
And the business was supposed to not be operating, and it was.
Uh-huh.
The health inspector came, and some locals talked to him in the parking lot. They suggested he go home for the night.
Huh. I don't remember this.
Yeah. I'm not saying who I know was out there, but somebody I know was out there, witnessed said actions. You did know that. We've talked about this.
Really?
Yes,
I don't
remember.
What was his first name? Did it? Is his initials Jedediah Daniels? Or no?
I don't know who we're talking about. Okay, let's move on.
He drives things for a living?
Oh, no, yeah. That was maybe the one I witnessed him. We'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
No, so yeah. That's what I have for, you know, some easy proofs, I guess you could say. The garbage on
all
the moon.
All sketchy.
Oh, the garbage on the moon is the best one because it's stuff you can go and still see.
Yeah, I've never seen it with a telescope powerful enough, I guess.
I guess the point is you could. I've seen it.
How?
Pinckney's?
You seen it through the telescope?
I seen the laser up there when we did the...
Did you see the garbage?
I don't think I've... Pinckney's? What were we out there for? No, it was a meteor shower.
Okay.
We were out there for that.
Did you see the garbage?
No, but I seen the reflector.
I didn't ask about the reflector.
Which is garbage.
That is garbage. You're correct.
So, yes, I have.
You're splitting hairs.
But no. So, there you go. You can look it up.
So, there you go. So, evidence against it. I'm going to say with...
Well, no, don't go into anything against it.
Okay.
Because we've got to take an ad break here in a second. I have a whole big list of things against the moon landing.
Oh, okay.
Because that was my things for.
Gotcha, okay.
I have a whole big list for against. Before we do the against stuff, and we'll take an ad break here in a second.
Yeah.
I want to say there's a funny thing researching it.
Okay.
Because it's literally like 10 pages. So if you type in proof for the moon landing... like somebody that doesn't research for the show would do. You'd get like 500 good pages of stuff, like good list of just like bullet pointed things.
Yes.
Why are you laughing so hard?
It's just funny. It's funny.
It's
a good show.
When you type in 10 reasons the moon landing is fake or could be fake, you get 500 pages saying how asinine that question is.
Weird, huh?
You know, I fall in the camp that we've been there. I don't care if you want to say the first one's fake or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I do believe we've been to the moon.
Yeah.
And I agree with that statement, but I still think it's ridiculous of how, like, it's... I don't know if it's forcibly manipulated or if it's just that thing where the internet gives so many access to people to rant about stuff that it literally just blows it out of the water.
There's probably just an algorithm that immediately filters all that stuff out.
See, I don't know. I can see it either way.
Like, it knows, like, that people can just, you know, like you just said, come up, rant about anything. It's like, okay, we're going to just immediately flag these and kick them out to page 500 to the dead internet.
Yep.
That's where it resides.
So before we get in there, I just wanted to say it was interesting. Yeah. Anytime you get into the conspiracy stuff.
Well, that's a good observation to make, too. I mean, I think it says a lot.
Let's play an ad.
Yeah, Daniel?
Have you heard about this Flavors of the Forelick Bigfoot Breath Garlic Dust?
I think I've heard inklings around the internet.
It's so good. There has to be a conspiracy here. I think it may be made with adrenochrome, the blood of the innocents, or Nephilim tears. What do you think?
Oh, no. Give me that bottle. Let me see the ingredients list. What? Just raw garlic and pink salt? That's it?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
This is just the elites lying to us.
Huh, they were trying to deceive us, but now we know the truth. Flavors of the forest, Bigfoot breath, raw garlic dust. It's pure, freeze-dried garlic, which maximizes the flavor potential of any dish you sprinkle this magical seasoning on.
Where would you get this at?
You can get this on flavorsforest.com/corn. That's flavorsforest.com/corn.
Go there, get it for yourself, and investigate the conspiracy. All right, there you go.
Mm. It's always make me so hungry. I love flavors of the forest. I sprinkle it on everything.
I do, yeah.
It's delicious.
Right, so let's go over why it could be hoaxed. I guess proofs for that.
All right, let's get to it.
The waving flag. So we've already talked about it.
Throw that one out. We're moved on from that.
Okay, all right. This is a one I didn't get. It's lack of impact craters. Because, okay, for the against. Because in a lot of the pictures, you don't see impact craters.
Okay.
I don't fully disagree. It's under the, they're talking, I think, under the rover itself, under the landing unit.
Okay. Oh, I see. I understand. Okay.
But
the impact craters are huge, though. They wouldn't
on,
be
on the moon. You're no, right. They mean I think the impact of the satellite, not the satellite, the okay. ship.
Okay.
Why didn't make a crater?
Okay.
To me, because it didn't crash.
The ship
that took the guys down there.
Right. It didn't crash.
Right. But everybody, all the conspiracy theorists are saying there should be a crater underneath it.
No. Why would there be?
I know.
Yeah. I know. I understand what you're saying. I get it. But there are these
because it had boosters.
Right.
To slow it down. But it's like, I think it was like a fifth of the gravitational pull or whatever gravity is. You know, yeah. It's a whole different thing. But a fifth. And it was made to land gentle because there are people in sensitive equipment
right.
inside. It didn't just... Cause
it's like dropping the egg off the...
I think it's because people see like when the whole shuttle took off.
Yeah, they see that whole thing.
The boosters. And yeah. they had to funnel the fire out of the ocean.
Yeah.
Because it was like so intense.
Yeah.
But that's to break... through a massive atmosphere and get enough speed to break through the gravitational pull of this planet.
Right.
It's like gravity's like five times yeah. stronger. And to get the big ship out of gravity.
Right. You need a lot of
not
thrust.
The little thing.
No, right, right.
The little thing's only the little rope or the little lander is the only thing that went on the moon and came back off.
Because the ship itself floats around
yes. Orbits. Yes.
In orbits. It stays yeah. in orbit until they're ready to be picked back up.
Yeah. So that's one I seen that was like
dumb.
It's like this is the problem with conspiracy theorists in general, is that it all gets lumped together.
Yes.
But there are people that when I was doing this, when I finally got to some research on it, were shouting this.
Okay. Here, anyways, I'm going to say this, though. Mm-hmm. I think bad and dumb ideas like this are pushed on purpose, and it's not majority of people that believe in this stuff, believe in something like that. That
might I think be it's both.
I don't think so. I think there's a much more...
I don't think everything's pushed. I don't believe in those absolutes.
I think the bad ideas are more promoted than any truthful ideas. I do.
We're humans. Bad ideas are fun.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I don't think you have to push them all.
I agree with that, too. Okay. I agree with that, too. But I think if there was two options laid out in front of you on the internet... and both of them are exposing the truth, you know?
Yep.
So, I think the one that is leading you down down a path that isn't to the truth is the one that will be more promoted than the actual truthful one would be pushed or promoted.
So next.
Okay.
So we have so far one and one dumb.
Okay, yes.
This is another
Okay.
The multiple light sources talked about. There's a lot of people push as proof that it was... a hoax landing.
Mm-hmm.
And like we talked about, if the lunar surface is reflective like that, that would explain a lot of those
right,
weird
right.
shadows and stuff like that.
Right.
Also being on set could explain it too, don't get me wrong. But it's one of those things where, like, the flag flapping.
Right. I think
you can be, mm-hmm. it could be any of it.
So it could be explained both ways, is yes. what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's not a proof.
Right.
But it's put not. Out there as a proof.
Right.
The Van Allen radiation belt is an interesting one.
Okay.
So in order to reach the moon, astronauts have to pass through what is known as the Van Allen radiation belt. The belt is held in place by Earth's electromagnetic field and stays permanently in the same place. Mm-hmm. The Apollo missions, the moon marked the first attempt to transport a living human through this belt. Conspiracy theorists conduct that the sheer levels of radiation would have cooked astronauts en route to the moon, despite the layers of aluminum coating on the interior and exterior of the spaceship. NASA has countered this argument with emphasizing that the short amount of time that the astronauts were actually in the belt, meaning they received very small doses of radiation and the shielding. So do you know why everything was shiny like gold?
To reflect that, right?
Yeah, because it's gold.
Mm-hmm.
Gold's right. really good at bouncing off radiation.
It's what's it called? What's that? Conductive? Not conductive.
Not conductive. I don't remember what the word is.
Resistant? Resistance?
Like lead.
Yeah, yeah.
Protection. Except lead is cheap and gold is expensive.
Right.
So why we don't use why we use lead and everything.
Right. And gold's much less weight.
Yeah. So that was why everything was gold. Like actually, right. the shields and stuff. Mm-hmm. Or gold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's actual gold. It's not just golden color.
Mm-hmm.
It's actual gold.
See, but the truth is that was just a tribute to their Anunnaki, like, that well, they
yeah.
worship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they were meeting them on the moon. That was the goal. That was, like, the picking up the kids thing.
No, see, I think it was all symbolism to, not the Anunnaki necessarily, but these people that run NASA, you know, they're demonic people. You know, Wernher von Braun, a literal Nazi that...
yeah.
Yes.
You just light Nazi-ing.
Huh? Just that our government brought in to run our departments of exploration of our future and science. Let's bring in a Nazi. The people we're supposedly fighting in World War II, let's just bring him in. I'll put him on our team. That's fine. Just don't tell anyone yet publicly for a while. But anyways.
Van Allen radiation belt.
Right. So they put the gold on there to just reflect their demon evil gods that they actually worship, you know, behind the scenes, but like the people at CERN and all that stuff, because they weren't actually leaving the atmosphere. They know they can't leave this plane because, you know, the Earth ain't real and they can't get through that dome.
Wait.
Huh?
The Earth ain't real?
As what they say, the round planet in space with the moon floating around it and the solar system and all the different galaxies and bajillion, all that stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I know. Even just look on Wernher von Braun's headstone. He admits it. He does a Bible quote on there talking about the firmament. And so the Van Allen radiation belt, isn't that what supposedly ruined all their footage and photographs?
The external cameras.
They said everything.
No. No, it was all the external cameras on the shuttle.
I thought I read a quote saying that.
No, that's why we have a lot. The handheld cameras were fine, or mostly fine.
I heard they were, and NASA admitted them to them all being recreations because all the film actually got burnt up and it.
No.
That's what I heard.
They were not all recreations.
Hmm.
It was like half and half. I'm not joking. That's what is said in the conspiracy stuff. It's not right. all recreations, or mm-hmm. that's not what NASA claimed. NASA did admit that half or whatever.
Right. And admitted to having fake photos because yes. they got burned up in the belt. It was almost
exclusively the cameras that were mounted on the external parts of the craft.
Mm. At least they had, but the CIA.
I don't even think it was a Van Allen radiation belt they were talking about. I think it was constant solar radiation they were talking about.
Oh, okay. Close enough.
Which, it's different.
Same difference. Well, yeah, same difference.
Because it's like, yeah.
Same difference.
Anyways.
So they admitted to having fake photos, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Some.
That's all right. Yeah. They admitted to some.
That it wasn't, they didn't admit.
Oh, wait. They admitted to portraying photos as though they were authentic and real from the experience, although they were post recreations, correct?
I didn't hear what you just said. You talked too fast.
Oh, they said that some of the photos were not authentic from the actual mission, but they were in post recreations.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. The unexplained object in the photos.
Okay.
It was a weird little object in the shields, the eye shields for the astronauts.
Oh, like a reflection?
A reflection.
Oh, I think I did see this.
So, yeah, everybody thinks it's a camera light, like a studio light.
Yeah.
I You can look up the picture yourself, everybody at home. I don't know, because it's like there's nothing attached to it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really weird if it was a studio light. There's not the poles with it.
Mm-hmm.
Not the pole. There's normally scaffolding on those.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like 300 pounds.
Right, yeah.
Like, they kill people when they fall on them.
Oh, you've seen, like, the cartoons. That happens all the time.
Well, it's not just cartoons.
I mean, real actress, life.
Like, gets yeah. crushed. So,
do you remember when that one almost fell on Hillary Clinton's head during, like, an interview? Or not? You ever seen that video? She's sitting there, I forget, on some late night show, and she looks up. It's like, ha, ha, ha. And then literally a studio light falls, like, I think her and Bill were on the show. And a studio light falls and misses her by, like, inches. Like, it falls hard.
Got to try better than that.
I mean, it almost looks like someone did it deliberately. Oh,
I'm sure somebody did. But yeah, so.
That's crazy.
You can look it up yourself and think what you want. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to say.
To me, it could just be glare.
Could be, yeah.
Because it doesn't even look like, even in the zoom in stuff, it still looks like mostly transparent.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really there. Like, it's not yeah. like a real thing.
And plus, it's a photograph. It's hard to.
An old photograph.
Yeah, it's hard to just, it's not tangible proof.
So, slow motion walking and hidden cables. In order to support claims that the moon landing was shot in the studio, conspiracy theorists have accounts from the low gravity conditions must have been mimicking by NASA. It is suggested that if you take the moon landing footage and increase the speed by 2.5 times, the astronauts appear to be moving in Earth's gravity just fine.
Hmm.
As if the astronauts are impressively jumping heights, what would be impossible to form on Earth's gravity, hidden cables are suggested to give them the extra lift.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, I don't. Like, see, that's one of these things I don't know. Like,
I would be very interested to see that footage, like, sped up and just see what it looks like.
It's still, to me, because I've seen, I think they did it on MythBusters talking about it.
I don't believe everything they say, though.
No, you can say whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but they showed the sped up. To me, it still looks dorky.
Yeah.
Like, there's still some weirdness with it, even mm-hmm. when it's sped up. Like, it looks like they're
yeah, yeah.
not weighing as much, but you can say that they have a little bit of weight off the wire or something like that.
Well, aren't they suggesting, though, that the footage is slowed down. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Even when you speed up.
To normal.
What they're saying is normal.
Normal speed, yeah.
It still doesn't look right.
Understood. Okay.
To me. It's just, yeah. in my opinion, it still doesn't look.
Now, is that the Mythbusters video you're talking or the actual one?
Just, it was the one on Mythbusters that they right. showed that everybody's okay. saying, like, if you speed it up, look, it looks normal.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. To me, it doesn't look normal.
Well, it should. I mean,
it looks like.
It should if they did it right. Like, they should have filmed it in normal speed, then just slowed it down. So in normal speed, it would have been normal, right? No matter what.
If they faked it.
Yeah.
They filmed it normal speed, and then they put it to the public, slowed down.
Right. Correct.
You take that same footage. If you speed it up, that's what they're saying. It's supposed to look like normal walking.
Correct.
To me, it does not look like normal walking. It still looks goofy.
Okay.
Because they're throwing their legs out extra far and stuff. Like, they're running like a duck.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So it still, like, looks hard because they're not really bending their knees.
Right. Because are they doing the cables, too? On Mythbusters, like, did they do the cables where they're kind of bouncing?
I'm not even saying anything with those.
Yet. Okay.
I'm talking about just the plain
right, NASA the actual video. Footage. Yeah.
And because they try, yeah, because you can kind of do it. It still looks, I don't know. It still looks weird.
I think I've seen videos where it looks like, I don't know, old videos where it looks like, you know, astronauts on cables. But whether or not, if there's cables or not, those movements can be recreated with cables in a studio. Like, there's no reason they can't be.
Yeah, I'm just saying it doesn't look like it's flat out normal.
Right.
A lot of people are claiming it looks flat out like normal walking or running in a suit.
Yeah, it's probably not as normal as they're claiming it is.
You're throwing your body out really far if you're just walking around in a normal suit. Like,
right,
in that big suit.
I don't
care if you think it's 800 pounds or what, you know, it's still.
What was the, okay, wait, oh, never mind. We'll go to the next one. I had a thought, but not really there yet.
Here's another one, lack of stars.
Right, we already covered that.
But for their proof saying, like, why didn't you see all the stars?
Right, we already have an explanation for that one.
Have you seen the sea rock? Is my next one?
Not sure.
It's a rock that has they say it has the letter C engraved on it.
Okay.
Like, it's a set piece.
Yeah, okay.
It also could just be a rock with a marking on it.
Yeah, that's not. Why are they picking these awful examples of things?
It does look like a C.
Yes, but it's still.
But it's a rock.
It's like, a rock.
You know how many states of Ohio I found that looked just like the state of Ohio?
Absolutely.
Rocks?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know how many ones that found shaped phallic shaped rocks? They're funny.
Oh, phallus.
I am trying to be. Nice language.
The layered crosshair is my next one.
Layered crosshairs. Mm-hmm. What's that mean? Okay, so what are those crosshairs of? So,
the camera used for the astronauts during the moon landing has a multitude of crosshairs to aim with scaling and direction. These are imprinted over the top of all photographs. Some of these images, however, clearly show that the crosshairs behind objects in the scenes, implying that the photos may have been edited or doctored after being taken.
Mm.
The photo shows above is not an isolated occurrence, and you can kind of see... I don't know. I guess you could see it there, that they're saying it's behind it.
The crosshairs. So yeah. What they're saying, they put the object on
post.
They
added the crosshairs later.
Is that what they're saying?
Yes, like to make it look like it was taken with the NASA camera, like the NASA handheld camera.
Mm-hmm.
They shot this all and added those things
mm-hmm.
and accidentally messed it up in post with the layering of the photos.
Messed when they were manipulating the photos, yeah.
They accidentally put the crosshairs first and then
they didn't get the layering right. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So they were editing things over it and didn't put the crosshairs the top layer so it was behind the objects. Okay. That's an odd anomaly, but. I'd have to see, here's the thing. You'd have to sift through like every single,
there's hundreds of thousands of photos.
Exactly.
Hundreds of thousands.
Mm-hmm.
The duplicated backdrop problems.
Okay.
The two photos from the Apollo 15 mission shown above, which I'll try to make sure I post when they come out, are identical backdrops. Despite being officially listed as NASA as having been taken miles apart. One photo even shows the lunar module. While all photos have been taken in the module have already been landed, so how could it possibly be there, the photos, and disappeared in others? Well, if you're a hardcore conspiracy theorist, it may seem that visible NASA simply just used the same backdrop for filming these scenes. So basically, look, the hills match.
Right, right.
That's all they're saying
yep.
is the hills match.
Which, I mean, the obvious thing to explain that as being a hoax, you know, is... Yeah, using the same backgrounds for different scenes.
But do you see what I see? Ignore this bottom photo for a second.
Okay. Just a zoomed in version?
Yeah, this is much closer to the hills.
Correct, yeah.
The first photo than the second photo?
Yeah, absolutely it is.
So I wonder if they're on that side of the module.
Yeah, they very well just might be. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You could explain it that way too, that they happen to be on that side of the modules, why the module's not in those photos.
Very well can explain that, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I mean, that's a good explanation for it. Like you said, digging up these lists, and that's what we're just going off a list to say why it's a hoax. I think a lot of these ideas that they're putting out there are kind of just dumb. But we'll keep going.
No, that's it.
Oh, that's it? So why didn't they bring up then...
I'm not saying there wasn't better ones. That's what I could find.
That's the point I'm making, yeah. That not only do they bury that, what you just found, like 500 pages deep, that's not even the best examples. So it's purposefully hiding even better examples. One I can think of off the top of my head is probably one of the bigger ones is supposedly Stanley Kubrick directed the moon landing.
That one's
one of them, and he's supposedly, there's a video, and I've seen it before. I mean it's probably very hard to find. I don't know if it's happened to be there, if you have it on, did you happen to find that or no?
So here's what I have on Kubrick.
Yeah, it's weird.
Loose extension of popular conspiracy theory states that the accumulation film director Stanley Kubrick was approached by the U.S. government to hoax the first three moon landings. There are two main branches of somewhat impulsive theory. One group of believers maintain that Kubrick was approached after he released 2001 A Space Odyssey, which released in 1968. That confused me forever.
Why?
I thought they were saying the 2001's A Space Odyssey was the year it came out.
Oh, gotcha.
So it confused me forever.
Yeah.
So that's 1 year before the first moon landing. After NASA came to appreciate the stunning realism in the film's outer space scenes at the time, another group commands that Kubrick was groomed by the government to film the moon landing long before this, and the 2001 Space Odyssey was a stage practice run for him. So what evidence might support such claims? Well, apparently, if you watch The Shining, another Kubrick picture, mm-hmm. you can pick up on some alleged message hidden for Kubrick subtle informed the world that it is part of conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And what's obvious is that the child's Apollo 11 shirt worn...
The sweater.
...is only one scene.
Danny.
Another supposed gem is that the line written on Jack Nicholson's character's typewriter is, "All work, no play makes Jack a dull boy," in which the word "all" can be interpreted as A-11 or Apollo 11.
That's a bit of a stretch, but okay.
It's the same thing. Because on those typewriters...
It's this one is an L. Yeah.
A lowercase L.
Bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
But...
I have a little bit more, and if you aren't convinced yet, Kubrick made mysterious hotel rooms in the film numbered 237. Guess how many miles it is from here to the moon?
237 miles?
Yes, just
237,000 miles, yeah.
Yeah. Most people round it up to 238 because it's 237 and change.
Gotcha.
So most people round when they say it's 238.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, so there you go. I couldn't find where he, like, people say he made a mysterious claim about it.
Yeah, there's a video out there. I've seen it on Telegram.
Okay.
The odds of me bring, watch me bring it up. I'll see if I can bring it up.
No, I just couldn't find it.
It's very hard to find. I never, like, if I ever searched for it, I couldn't, there's no way I could find it. But every now and then, it would just make its rounds, you know, and you'd find it.
Do you think it's real?
It looks real. I mean, but you can't believe anything.
I was going to say, you believe that, but you don't believe the moon landing? Come on.
Yeah, because there's one thing they force down your throat and they shove down your throat, like, with authority that this happened over and over and over and over. Let me just see. And I just think that makes a lot of... I'm trying to find it. Let's see if we can find it, though. You may want to take a little ad break.
Well, no, it's okay.
Well, I'm looking because I mean, I don't know if I can tell you if I can find it though. What is this? This is I don't know if I'd be able to find it. I mean, I have a lot of. Here's a video of him showing like the things from The Shining, like the little. Sorry. Wrong one.
So good.
Well, I told you to pause it real quick.
No.
Please?
Nope.
We paused it for the other episode of the other show.
We didn't.
No, when they produced it, we were in there. We were listening. Because remember, we were up next. We always wait in the waiting room.
Okay.
All right.
How's that going over there?
Well, here's a funny... Okay, John Young of Apollo 12. Well, and this means nothing. But let's just get your reaction of it. He was asked to put his hand on the Bible and swear that he actually had been to the moon. And here's his reaction.
Of being halfway to the moon. And they refer to you on the tape as a shot that was done during Apollo 10, where you put a transparency over the window and move the camera of the Earth and move the camera back away from the window, turn off the lights in the spacecraft and appeared to be halfway to the moon when in fact they were in Earth orbit.
Really?
Yeah, and they said it was the same way that you did it on Apollo 10. So we wanted to give you the opportunity to put your left hand on the Bible.
Why left hand?
To raise your right
closer
hand
to your heart.
I swear to God. Well, you were giving an opportunity.
So he's running away. He's walking away from the reporter. And he says, I don't do that kind of thing. He keeps telling the man to get away from him. Okay, so that's enough. So he just keeps running away. I like the music they played, too. It's from one of my favorite video games. But, I don't know. Buzz Aldrin did the same thing when they asked him. He like got really mad and ran off. I've seen that stuff he's talking about. I've seen video of astronauts where they're supposedly looking at the Earth through the little hatch in the window,
mm-hmm.
and it's like them moving. It's a picture on a window. That's a picture of Earth like stuck to it. They moved it.
Oh.
I've seen some of those before. I've seen the blooper videos of astronauts that are supposedly floating in space where their wires get caught on their shirts and you can see them. But they're doing like
a... How do you explain like the water gravity things?
That one's a weird one. I don't understand like that. I don't know. But I've seen... You can see the videos where they're... where they'll be like holding a bag of chips, you know, and they're like... And the guy for... And he lets go of it and it just falls right to... Like it falls to the ground.
Those are like when they're on Earth.
Huh?
That's when they're on Earth.
Their bodies are floating. Their hair is floating.
When they drop something?
Mm-hmm. You can see it. There's
show me that.
I'll show you those.
Because this is a guy, he's famous for that when he comes back down to Earth. Like, no, he does interviews.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, he drops his coffee cup all the time because he just lets it go.
Yes. But, no. These are the video, like, bloopers. They're bloopers that they missed. Or some of them, like, the green screen, you'll see the astronauts and the, like, background things will, like, fade through their arms because they're not there. Like, it's a green screen. Remember when President Biden, when they had him in front of the White House and supposedly they were like, you know, when they had the microphones in his face and his hand was like going through the microphones because it was a green screen. Remember that?
Kinda. I just remember the one where the guy is like watching it live on his phone. He's standing in the spot it's supposed to be.
That's the same day. That's the same day. Okay. It's supposed to, yeah, he's like filming the front yard of the White House where he's supposedly at. But those were the same videos when he was on in front of the White House. He like waves his hand in front and it cuts through the people, like the microphones in front of the camera, like cuts right through them, like they're not, it's not even there because they weren't there. It's a green screen. So you want me to find, I don't know if I'll be able to find it.
Let's just wrap it up.
But okay, so I think this is a good little, no, that's not even like, there's a lot of evidence out there like that you can point to that is, doesn't make logical sense for the narrative or the story of us being there.
So, did we land on the moon?
No, I don't think we did. I think it's a hoax put on by our government. That was because of the space race to assert that made us look like we have technological power over the world, that we're the most advanced, we're the best. But at the same time, I also think it's a ploy on humanity, and I think it's to trick us and to make us like always put the idea of us going out, leaving Earth, and going exploring. You know, the great final frontier, and humans, you know, leaving this place behind because there's better places for us to go. Because this place is unlivable anymore because we made it that way because we're awful. So we need to go other places. You know, we can't fix this, but we can go to the other planets, you know, and turn them to an Earth-like planet that's clean. But we can't, for some reason, we can't do it here since we're already here. But for some reason, we can't. But I think it makes this place and us in this time, human beings living here right now on this Earth realm, I'm going to call it, it makes it seem not as special as it truly is. Because you can look out there as, oh, there's billions of things on the out there, or billions of possibility out there, space, in space. It's just endless possibilities, infinity. And so what are we? We're just a speck and all of that. That's not important anymore. It doesn't matter what I do, but I think it does matter what each and every individual does. And it takes that away from us. It turns us into machines that obey the system. All right, your turn.
Oh, thank you. No, I think we landed on the moon.
Why?
Because it's what I believe.
But why do you believe that?
Just why? I mean, I don't know. It's what I feel. No.
Okay. Mainly just because, fair enough answer.
No, mainly because I've seen it, like the reflector, and you can look at the moon and stuff like that. I think we may have.
Can you touch it?
Yeah.
Can you smell it?
Yeah, if you get up there.
Can you lick it?
Yeah, if you get up there, you just could get up there.
That's the problem. You can't. No one can.
You just have to have the money.
No one can. You can't. You don't have to have the money. You have to be in the educated astronaut elitist group that's allowed to go, that's chosen.
But no, I think we probably could have faked the first couple or whatever. I don't know how many we faked. My personal opinion, I don't know how many we faked versus how many we actually did. I do believe we at least went a handful of times just because of stuff up there. Then I believe the giant spiders scared us off.
The giant spiders, you think it is?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, because I think that was whatever the Apollo movie was with the horror movie.
Okay.
Where, like, the rocks are actually alive.
Okay.
So they start eating the astronauts.
The rocks.
Well, they're crabs. They're like big crab things.
So like big crustaceans.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they look like rocks when you're not looking at them.
Like camo.
Yeah. But they hate the space shuttles because of electricity. It interferes with their communication, like like lobsters in the bottom of the ocean with the internet cables.
So when they landed and they got out, they pretty much destroyed their thing.
Yeah. Ate the cosmonauts.
Could be.
I think it was the spiders.
Why? How can something live on something that doesn't exist?
Buzz was it
Aldrin
that was talking about when they first landed, and they're like, "Hey, something's moving on the ridge," and then they cut off for a little bit.
Yeah, but what if that's just all a hoax?
Well, I think it was like a big spider. It's like, "Hey, what's that down there? I gotta go get everybody." And then they're walking around like, "Look at these rocks!" And then a big army of giant spiders comes over the hill. They're like, "You know what? The moon sucks. Time to go."
You know what? Actually, why they cut it off? It's because Buzz Aldrin, you've seen him like in his interviews and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, he's a little rough.
Well, no, not that. He's just pretty animated, right? Yeah. Like he's a character, right?
Oh, yeah.
So imagine this. You're on stage. You're on the film set. You're all, we're just shooting the first scene. We're all getting down. He climbs down off the ladder and he lands. He goes, "Oh, look over there. There's something on the ridge." And Stan the Cube, cut. And so audio all shuts off. "Buzz, what are you doing? What are you doing? You can't be doing this stuff. We're trying to... Do you know how much I'm getting paid for this? Oh, geez, Buzz. All right, let's do it again. Come on, guys."
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.